why don't those ants just walk around and do what they want? They all just follow their leader ant.
Ants are good followers. Can you be a good follower too? Have you ever played Follow the Leader? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. When you play Follow the Leader, you have to do whatever the leader does. If the leader jumps over a log, you jump over a log. If they run under the swing set, well, so do you. It's fun to play, but only if you're following the right person. It's like that in life, too. It's best to follow Jesus. Psalm 5:8 says, "Lead me in the right path, O Lord. Make your way plain for me to follow." And now our story. It's entitled, The Good Leader. Reed sighed happily at the sound of a mountain stream trickling nearby. "I sure love hiking," he said. "Me too," said his twin sister Nicole. "It's so pretty out here today."
"Yeah," said Reed. "I'm so glad school is over for the summer so we can do this again."
"Hey, you two, don't get too far ahead," Dad called from further down the mountain. The twins decided to rest and wait for their parents.
"Hey, look at that," Nicole said, pointing to a nearby tree branch.
"What's going on up here?"
Mom asked as she and Dad came up to the path and sat down on a log.
"There's a trail of ants walking on that branch," said Reed.
Nicole squinted to get a better look.
"Why are they all following that ant in front? Why don't they just walk wherever they want to?"
"They're following the leader," Dad explained. "He's probably leading them to some food he discovered." He thought for a moment. "We're a lot like ants." Reed and Nicole looked at each other, confused.
"How are we like ants?" Reed asked.
"Well," said Dad, "these ants are trusting their leader to guide them safely, and they go wherever he goes. We need to make sure we're following our leader with the same trust and obedience."
"You're talking about Jesus, aren't you?" said Nicole.
"That's right," said Dad. "He's our leader. He died for our sins and rose from the dead to save us, and we need to have faith in him and follow and obey him in everything we do." Mom nodded.
"We might be tempted to follow people or chase after things that can lead us away from God and what he tells us in the Bible, but Jesus is the only right path for our lives."
"I don't want to follow the wrong crowd," Reed said.
"Me neither," said Nicole. "I want to follow Jesus."
Mom beamed. "I'm very glad to hear you say that." She stood up. "Let's finish this hike so we can get some food of our own."
"I know the way to the top," Reed said, running to the path. "Follow me."
Nicole laughed.
"Okay, but only because I know you follow Jesus."
So how about you? Do you follow Jesus? Do you trust and obey him? It may seem hard to follow him when you're tempted to chase after what the world has to offer or what other people will think of you. But Jesus is a good leader who loves you and will lead you on the right path. John 14:6 says, "He is the way, the truth, and the life. Trust and follow him." Our key verse for today is Psalm 5:8.
"You mean the right path, O Lord. Make your way plain for me to follow."
And our key thought for today, follow Jesus.
I love my Keys for Kids Storyteller because it's small, convenient, and has a full audio Bible, plus more than 30 hours of Keys for Kids. It doesn't use batteries because it's solar-powered by the sun. You can get one by going to keysforkids.org/storyteller. Plus, if you buy a Storyteller, we'll send one to a kid across the world who can't afford one. Get yours today at keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.